Usher on Siren 107.3 FM. You're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. You can contact us, of course, studio at sirenonline.co.uk or telephonically 01522 837337. Text 077 97 800 716. Just go to sirenonline.co.uk. All will be revealed. A reminder, of course, that the Mind Your Business Lincoln package that is Andy Dayton's superlative production comes out between 11 and 1 today, where he'll be reflecting on the budget, as you'd expect. And of course, looking ahead with some top tips to completing the census form. Of course, usher and burn is something that all good chefs would never actually do. I mean, would they? You hold things together on that basis, particularly when they're actually looking to provide some delicious lemon meringue pie, which, again, is another treat which hopefully will be brought along to the studio before too long. We, of course, are referring to whom, Sarah? Who could this individual be?
Is this Aaron?
Is this Aaron? Are you there, Aaron?
Is indeed. I'm here.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you all?
Hey, I tell you what, though, I burn a lot of things. Do you know what my strap line is?
What's that?
Reassuringly different every time. It was the insistence of Trading Standards to make all my stuff the same, and I said, no way, mate.
You'll be pleased to know, Aaron, that we will be ensuring that some of the delights that Sarah Gayton has brought along to us this last couple of days, we will forward northwards, so you will have your share of Sarah Gayton oaty biscuits.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
I've heard a lot about these biscuits.
So, and let's not go down the peas, because I think peas have been done to death for the moment. We'll find out more about peas on Wednesday. It's most peculiar and surreal. Questions for Aaron from yourself, Sarah.
So what's your tip of the week today, Aaron? I'm intrigued.
Nice question. Before we go into the whole routine. So in fact, I have to point out that the recipe will be going up online today. The audio, if you want to play it back again, might be back up in early April. A slight sort of thing we're doing for that. But yes.
I've got a question then. Have you got any very good recipes with peas? What are you doing with them at the moment?
We'll hold the pea thing for the moment, Aaron. Let's go into the recipe today and squeeze that out, so to speak.
It's obviously coming into winter, spring now, and it's a lovely time of year. You know, the daffodils are out, and you know the birds are biting. You know, gets you really inspired, really. And I've got I've sent you a recipe for a lemon meringue pie. Now, a lot of people find lemon meringue pie because there's so much to do. There's
I just realised, Aaron, I'm sorry to interrupt. Rebecca, we did set you a challenge of actually making some of this stuff at some point.
I am. So, I get paid tomorrow, so I might actually be able to afford food to go and make this stuff.
We must get a budget for you from this point of view, so we'll work through that. But yes, lemon meringue pie, does that appeal to yourself?
I've made a meringue before, just little blobs on a baking tray. They didn't quite look like what they were supposed to look like, but they tasted good.
We'll work and through that. Sorry, Aaron, just cutting you away there. I was just sort of having a lemon meringue moment there, which is fair enough.
So, yeah, the recipe's there, and it could, when you look at it at first glance, you think, Philip, I couldn't do that because it's so difficult, because you have to make the pastry, then you have to make the curd, and then you have to make the meringue as well to go on top. But the tip of the week is, you know, look for things like when you go out into your farmers' markets. You know, there's loads of lovely lemon curds that the sort of farmers' markets do now, and even the sort of pastry sort of ready done for you. Look for them because, you know, it's not cheating when you go out and you maybe buy things to make your life easier. I remember a really good chef saying to me once, you know, if you can buy something that's maybe a little bit cheaper and better than what you can do, there's no problem in doing that. So, from a chef's point of view, if you go out there and it makes your life a little bit easier when you bring this dish together. So that's the tip. So look for things that makes your life a little bit easier. Buy them in curd if need be at your local farmer's market, and you're supporting other people as well. And maybe if you want to go down that way, pastry. But the whole recipe is there anyway, so you make it from scratch. But that's the tip. So look for other things that just make your life a little bit easier, as opposed to thinking you can't make the lemon meringue pie because you don't know how to do pastry, or you'd maybe don't know how to do the lemon curd, or it takes too much time, all in all. Just look for other things to make your life easy, really.
Keeping it easy, keeping it relaxed, keeping it sorted through. Does that resonate with yourself, Sarah?
Well, I was just thinking how to make it even easier, Aaron.
Sorry?
I was just thinking of another way to make it really easy.
Yeah?
It's like a chef face-off, isn't it?
I think you should come to my bakery and make it.
Well, you know, if I... establishment there where you could sort of do it, I'd come down and make it all for
right,
it.
Let's, is that feasible? Can we get Aaron to join Becky and myself and we'll talk about a little bit
of
this?
Definitely. Yeah? Do it.
See Aaron in the whole thing? We'll sort that out.
And if you want, we went into the production studios here yesterday and I just think you should get it filmed as well. What do you think?
Well, we can film you at your surrogating environment from that point of view. In the second hour of the programme, of course, we'll have one of Aaron's Chef Choice interviews with Tim Jones, who is, of course, the award-winning producer of handmade Lincolnshire poacher cheese, which we'll be screening from that point of view. So exciting things from that perspective. Aaron, from what you've heard this morning, any sort of questions you want to put to Sarah about her outstanding work that she's putting together and also how she moves from... it's not waste reclamation. We talked about your official title. What did you actually do with the effluent of Kosovo and beyond? Environmental management.
Basically, I got there just for 2 weeks originally. And if you imagine after a conflict has happened, all of the waste equipment was taken away. So there was no bins, there was no waste trucks. And all the refugees came back really quickly. So you just had mountains of waste in the streets. So we basically had to coordinate with the UN, we had to coordinate with the British Army, with all the different aid agencies, that there was hundreds of them in Kosovo, and with the local people there as well. And it was basically to try and get that waste shifted off the streets that we did, really. It was quite good fun.
When were you in Kosovo, sir?
It was October 1999.
Because I served with the British Army in Kosovo.
Well, you guys, I tell you, it was surreal because we... do you know a guy called Hippo?
Well, of course.
I mean, environmental health.
Aaron, surely you're part of the army. It's Hippo, Commander.
He's actually now in New Zealand. He's left the army. But we had such good cooperation with your environmental health team and the hazmat team. It was surreal, really, because they'd help us. So we used to write a letter to them asking to come for an official debrief. But that official debrief was down in Pizza Finetta downstairs. And these guys loved it, so they got a night off camp. But then we got invited to your restaurant in the army base. And I've never had ice creams like it in the middle of Kosovo. It was absolutely
stunning. Nothing else you can say about the British troops and the British army.
Unbelievable.
They make darn good ice cream. You know? That's a positive
thing. It was stunning. And also, Dan, we also used to have the Billy's big breakfast on a Saturday and Sunday morning. They used to let us onto the camp there. But we had such good cooperation with the British Army, but also with the German Army, with the Danish Army, with the Swedish Army. We even had saunas.
The Germans.
Honestly, the whole of NATO, even with the Canadians, we basically pulled everybody in to help, because I think you realise in Kosovo the environmental problems there were just unbelievable. Did you ever go to Mitrovica?
A couple of times.
Yeah, well, that was one of the areas I had the pleasure of trying to work out for the industrial pollution there, and it is one of the most polluted places on Earth, plus with the ethnic tensions that were there at the time. It was a stunning opportunity that I had. But we also worked with the hospitals to get the healthcare waste managed better. A friend of mine, Jerry, who's still working over in Serbia now, she did the... Healthy Village project again, where they went into the communities, the rural communities, and actually encouraged the community to clean up their own water, drinking wells, their actual putting toilets into these places, because again it was quite often there that they had the toilets upstream of the drinking water, and you can only imagine what that did. So but I bet you some people might remember me there.
So what are you up to at the minute? Because I know you're sort of promoting sort of local producers for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we're doing now, somebody told me that I want to get my biscuits into the Olympic, and that made me see red, to be honest. So I've got a quirky way of trying to get a way into the Olympic.
The bottom line, Aaron, is don't deny Sarah Gayton, otherwise she will bring in the troops, quite literally, you know, whether they are Canadian, whether they are pea specialists, whether they are biscuit makers. It's like a phenomenal coalition. I just hope you don't sort of set up against Libya, because who knows what could happen, really. It could be meltdown.
So to tell you what, if they'd have just said yes at the beginning, none of this would have happened. But we've come to the conclusion, well, we've come up with this idea through a company called Candid TV of using these smart barcodes. And you could do this with your chefing, actually. You could, on your menu, you could have these smart barcodes, and then people eating could just sap on it and see where the actual food's come from. So you've got the full traceability. And a lot of people now want to know where it's come from. And I get a lot of cynicism when I sell my biscuits. They say, "Oh, have you made these?" And I'm going, And they're going, no, have you really made them? And I said, well, look, zap on that, mate, and you'll see me in action now. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But also, you
I just, again, it's an interesting quote taken out of context, but on the show, Sarah has just said, zap on that, mate, and you'll see me in action. Can we slightly off-beam. I mean, Rebecca's looking a little bit sort of, whoa, you know, what's going on here? Being a well-sheltered, well-brought-up Nottingham lass, you know,
understandable. Oh, it's dead funny. But yeah, so basically, this is where we've got so far. We've spoke with the Secretary of State, Caroline Spelman, through the Women in Food and Farming Union, and they've actually passed this concept on to 2012. Also, the National Farmers Union has sent it on. We've sent a letter back to SEBCO and asking, can we actually come down and pitch this to you? We've had no reply yet, but you never know. You never know what might happen. So
yeah.
I think you're right. Don't say no. Just say yes, and then things might not happen.
You have to keep going for it and just keep going until you get a response, really.
Yeah.
And again, as we've said, the idea is such a wonderful concept in itself, really, to kind of promote from the tourist point of view, from the point of view of food miles, all of the kind of things that Aaron certainly focuses on within Chef's Choice, and we connect together with a whole range of things here on Siren and indeed Southside. Yeah, let's run with it. I mean, you know, already signing up Becky to do some various on-camera stuff, etc. Kay Rogers, who passed the studio by just a few seconds ago, is all great for that. But it's all good. It's all fantastic stuff. The answer to your question, I don't know if you caught the show last night, Aaron, but we did get through to Dave Bradley from SFX magazine, and he wasn't all that bothered about Misfits, or Outcasts, I should say. Outcasts effectively being cast out, as he said. So
I think it's really sad. For another one of the BBC sort of chucking shows in the bin before it's actually got going, you know.
Exactly.
There's a huge following now of Outcasts on Facebook now.
Sorry, are you talking through a sock there, Aaron? You seem to have actually gone through a sock scenario. Can you still hear us?
I can still hear
you. He's
in his
piece. No, I just had that sort of moment there. I think it's sort of a routine from that. He's got more sense. Just share with us, because Sarah was saying, how can she actually listen to us regularly in her bakery, etc.? Well, how do you listen to Siren 107.3 FM, Aaron?
Well, if you've got the iPhone or something like that, there's a brilliant app called FM Light, and if you sign up, it's a free app, so you can download it for free, and then you can tune into any sort of, if it's broadcast on the internet, you can tune into any sort of FM station in the world if it's broadcast on the internet. So obviously Siren FM's there, so it's the one you have to choose, so you can listen to it very easily. And I've just bought a sort of iPod docking station, so you can blast it through your speakers, so you don't necessarily have to listen to it on your headphones. You can put it on the docking station and use it for there. So it's really good for...
So there you are, you see, sir.
Gotta go get an iPhone.
No reason to not keep appraised and up to date with the Midweek Drive and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition into the rest of the Siren output, simply by putting that application onto your iPhone, etc. Have you got an iPhone as yet, Rebecca? Hey.
See, it's broken, though. I'm not very good.
How did it get broken? Was it just an accidental scenario that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like get angry and throw it at the wall or anything, but I was going out my back door and went to lock it, and I had my phone and my keys in the same hand, because of course my handbag was in the other.
Of course,
and it was a strange predicament, and it hit the ledge on the bottom of the door and then hit the concrete floor.
Triple whammy.
And I wanted to cry.
Never mind. It will respond and work. So why, just out of interest, and I can tell a listener might just come up with this question, because again we're ahead of the news at 9 o'clock, why, if it's broken, do you still carry your iPhone around with you?
Because it still works.
Oh.
I can still listen to music on it and play games and go on Facebook.
Well, it's not broken then.
Can text. No, it's just aesthetic.
Oh, well, there
yeah, none of the software's broken, which is really weird, because I thought it'd be really sensitive.
I realised that it would be too much to cause you too much despair and destruction to have lost the software and, you know, the hard copy.
Yeah.
So always well with that. Excellent stuff. Right, Rebecca, last two questions for Aaron Craig, please.
Have you had an enjoyable chat with us this morning, Aaron?
It's been fantastic.
Brilliant. Does that mean you're joining us next week?
Did he say I couldn't hear a thing when he actually said that? What was his response?
I think he's having a party there.
Oh, no, I was just thinking that.
Let me come to your party, please.
It's just sort of all sorts of things there. Yes, indeed. Next week, Ursula James, our ace psychotherapist, will be launching the show. Cameron Till will be back again. Aaron Craig with us as well. And even more exciting things. Yes, Aaron Craig will return. And a reminder that the recipe, plus all the details for the lemon meringue selection he's put together, will be going online probably around about midday today. So exciting stuff there. Maybe even sooner. We might even indeed put it up sooner from that point of view. Aaron Craig will return.